on our budget process generally than having the independent budget office. So thank you. To the Bureau staff and to our budget, the folks from the public who serve on our budget committee, we want to extend our thanks. To all the folks who participated, particularly members of the public. And I also want to just acknowledge the team in my office, led by Hannah Kuhn and Jim Blackwood and Sonia Schmansky and everyone who's worked so hard to get the feedback from the public and help work with our colleagues to shape this budget. This is a good, solid budget, and I hope, Mayor, that it is a signal as the economy continues to rebound that we can continue to focus our new dollars on investments where they really matter, which is serving the interests of vulnerable people in our community. I'm proud to vote aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I want to thank everybody, including my colleagues, who have worked very hard on this budget, the budget office for providing us with great advice, staffing our hearings, and I really want to echo, I really appreciated having some independent facilitators. I really felt the hearings moved a lot more smoothly that way. So ditto my comments for that. But I particularly want to, I'm very thankful for the fact that this budget will fund additional Sun schools to help young people stay in school and succeed in school and stay safe. Grateful for the continued investment in the Earl Boyles Early Childhood Learning Center, a model of early childhood learning development and helping families. I appreciate the last-minute addition of the Fire Bureau Safety Chief. I think that's a crucial position for the Portland Fire and Rescue Bureau. With respect to housing, very appreciative of the $500,000 of ongoing money for assistance to help people get off the streets or stay off the streets in the first place. For the $1 million one-time investment in additional affordable housing development, something that is sorely needed in our city at this time. I appreciate the discussion we had today about the firefighters and the Safer Grant and the expiration. And the near unanimous commitment up here, I think, to take a good look at how we can save those 26 positions before the Safer Grant expires. So it's been a good budget, and it's a budget based on growth, and it's good to have an economy that is growing again, because not only does that help us in terms of who we address with our budget and who we serve, but it also means that more people are working and fewer people are unemployed, and hopefully soon we will have people making more than minimum wage that currently is around here. So thanks, Mayor Hales, particularly to you. I think if you have another career in you, it may perhaps as an orchestra conductor or a maestro. So good job. Aye.
Novick.
I also would like to express my appreciation to my colleagues, the mayor, Commissioner Fish, Commissioner Saltzman, Commissioner Fritz, for a collaborative approach in designing this budget. I'd like to thank my staff and the budget office and my bureau directors, Carmen Merlot, Lisa Turley, and Leah Treat. I'd also like to say how I hope all of the media stories on this budget will start. I hope that they will all start by saying the city of Portland approved a budget, and as usual, the vast majority of the general fund budget went to police, fire, parks, and housing for people in need. We tend to talk a lot about the details, the shifts in from one budget year to another, but I think it's very important for the public to know that the vast majority of the money year after year goes to police and fire and parks and some for housing for people in need. There's a perception out there that all governments spend a huge amount of their money on random, other unimportant stuff. And none of us up here agrees with everything in this budget. I think each of us could find some little thing that we would rather remove. But I think that all of us here agree that it's appropriate for a city to have a police force and a fire bureau and parks and to spend some money assuring that there's housing for people in need. That is what we spend the bulk of our discretionary money on. Those, I think, are priorities the community has. And I think it's important for people to know that this year, as all years, that's where the money goes. Thank you. Aye.
Fritz.
Creating and passing the city budget is an exercise in compromise, perhaps more than any other action we take as a council. It's also an action that we take with a lot of community input and a lot of staff input, and where we look at all of the bureaus more than we do any other time of the year. So as usual, there are aspects of the budget I don't agree with, and there are others that I am ecstatic about, particularly increased funding for survivors of human trafficking, which Mayor Hales worked with Chair Marisa Madrigal to put into ongoing funding, and I'm very pleased that we don't have to have that battle again and that we are providing funds for people who are battling that challenge. I'm also pleased with the ongoing funding for housing inspections, and thank you, Mayor, for supporting that, and for the service coordination team, which we heard a little bit about the Clean and Safe program during citizen communications. Both housing inspections and service coordination team were initiated by Commissioner Randy Leonard. He and I had some differences, but on this one, I'm really glad that one of his legacies is that those two programs are continuing on to provide help for people in need. We are going to implement the tree code on January 1st of 2015, and I very much appreciate the funding at the requested level. The burden is now on Parks and Development Services to make it work. And we will be inviting citizens to participate in an oversight committee very shortly so that we can get started with that planning. Particularly thank Commissioner Fish and Commissioner Novick for staying true to that funding throughout this process. I agree the funding for the Schools Uniting Neighborhoods is terrific and another step into providing equity for families in our communities. We heard so much about that program, and it's wonderful that Parks is part of that. And then the additional ongoing resources for Parks and Recreation at $250,000. So it's now $1,250,000. We're edging up. We added $300,000 in the bump last year. The ongoing needs for major maintenance in parks are $36 million. So there's a huge gap. And that brings me to my final point that Commissioner Novick mentioned, that most of our money does go on fire, police, parks, and housing. Certainly in parks and housing, there are huge gaps in what we need versus what we have. And so we know that there's also a big gap in what we need for transportation funding, which doesn't get very much of the general fund. So we as a community need to have some ongoing conversations, not just at budget times, about what do we want to buy and how do we want to pay for it. And that if we don't have the funds, then we can't buy everything that people need. And so that's something that we need to grapple with. And I know that there are still folks who believe that there's a hidden bucket of money somewhere or the Department of Waste and Squandering, that we could just cut that and everything would be dandy. I've been looking for it for 6 years. I haven't found it. So I think actually if it was there to be found, Mayor Adams would have found it. So I am resigned to the fact that the money we have is the money that we have, and to use it as wisely as possible. One way that we are using our money more wisely in parks is that we're funding 22 additional full-time permanent positions, changing seasonal positions that the only benefit they get is paid sick time thanks to this council's action. They will now be having permanent positions. They're primarily in our community centers. We had a contract which Commissioner Fish ended during his tenure as Parks Commissioner, and so now it's only fair to provide those workers with permanent jobs, and so that's what we're doing. Part of that comes from the general fund. Part of it comes from resources within parks, the revenue that's gathered by fees. So when you're paying your community center fees, you can know that some of that money is going to be going to providing people with full-time jobs with city benefits and living wages, and I'm very, very pleased about that. It's one step in the right direction. It's certainly, there's many, many other positions and funding challenges, particularly within parks where we have so many seasonal workers. Obviously, we could all go on and on, so I won't. Thank you, Mayor Hales, for your leadership on this project. Aye.
Hales.
Well, thank you all. Let me start with thanking the council, because this has been a good debate and discussion and dialogue and a community process, as you mentioned. Andrew, you and your staff have once again done great work. This is a huge project, which you always manage to do with flair and no drama, and we appreciate your good counsel all the way through the process, and you and your team have once again done a great job for us. Thank you. My own staff, Gail Shibley's here, others have worked really hard to bring this budget together. So I want to thank all of you, and then I want to mention some themes in this budget, but particularly want to thank Chair Marisa Madrigal whose service as an elected official, or rather as a as an appointed official, is about to end, but who has done a great job in working with us as a partner in starting to sort things out between the city and the county and set the bar very high for her successor. So, as I said earlier, budgets are values turned into real things, namely dollars. And I think if you look at this budget as a whole, you see a lot of things that are expressions of our values as a community and that we as elected leaders have translated into this document in ways that I'm very proud of. We are doing more for vulnerable people, whether they're homeless or victims of domestic violence or victims of sexual violence. We're doing more for people that need help, and I'm proud of that. We're doing more for kids, as you've mentioned, as my colleagues have mentioned. The commitment to Sun Schools is, again, something that Chair Madrigal and I were both committed to, and the county has likewise stepped up, and we will have more Sun Schools in Multnomah County and in Portland, and that's a great thing. The Earl Boyles Center that you mentioned, Commissioner Saltzman, is something that we're very proud of, and it's really creating a model that I hope will be great locally and nationally. We've made a greater commitment to planning. We had the possibility of actually reducing the workforce in the Planning Bureau this year because of expiring grants, and we've funded those positions to continue. So we'll continue to support neighborhood planning and, of course, in grant programs for both neighborhood businesses and for neighborhood grants, as have been mentioned. We're a responsible employer. We are making a commitment to equity in the Police Bureau and safety in the Fire Bureau and to our own workforce in these positions that we've begun moving from part-time, not really, full-time, which is what they are actually, and we have more of that work to do. We've made a greater commitment to the arts, not a lot, but a little bit, because, again, this is the first budget where we get to do more in a very long time as a city. And, again, we've started this work between the city and the county of sorting out what each of us does, what our core responsibilities are, and what we expect from our partners. And I'm very proud of that work. As, again, I said, Chair Madrigal made it happen with me. I look forward to Chair Kafouri being a similar colleague. In fact, I'm meeting with her on Friday, so that work begins. But I'm optimistic that we'll continue to be able to do that good work together. So thank you all for a great process and a great result. The city's going to be stronger and better as a result of this budget. Aye.
Mayor, can we take about a three-minute break?
Yes, let's so take a we'll reconvene as the budget committee and do the rest. But you want to do that first?
Well, we just need to do the tax levies.
Yeah, we'll do it when we come back. So we'll take a five-minute recess and come back. Thank you.